Bhagavan's Presence Through His Devotees by Darlene DeLisi Karamanos. Let me start off by saying that we're talking about five generations of Bhagavan devotees in this article. Bhagavan blesses us with a company of devotees who bring his presence into focus. Devotees at the Nova Scotia ashram retreated to a visit with relatives of Lakshmana Sharma, Vaidya Pradeep Kumar and her daughter Shraddha. Lakshmana Sharma, you will recall, was an ardent devotee of Sri Bhagavan. He learned Sri Bhagavan's work, 40 Verses on Reality, Uladu Narpadu, directly from Sri Bhagavan himself. He wrote a Sanskrit translation of this work with Bhagavan's encouragement, which is called Sri Ramana Hirdayam, and also translated it into English under the title Revelation. In the photo with Sri Bhagavan, Vaidya's grandmother, named Sarada, and her grandfather, Kameshwaran Sharma, who was the fourth of six sons born to Lakshmana Sharma. They are expecting their first child. The photo was taken in 1944 in the month of September. It was Kameshwaran who told Sri Bhagavan after seeing Sarada that he wanted to get married. Bhagavan said, "No, you need not get married. It is not necessary." But it was destined to happen, and the marriage did take place. After the wedding, the couple came to Sri Bhagavan, who blessed them abundantly with a gracious smile. Also, as destiny would have it, Kameshwaran passed away at an early age when Vaidya's grandmother was only 23. It was for her to provide for and raise their three daughters with the assistance of their maternal uncle. Vaidya's mother, her name is Srimati Gita, who is visiting Canada from Pondicherry at present, is the youngest of the three daughters born to Sarada and Kameshwaran Sharma. Srimati Gita shared with us the following incident. Sarada's brother was named Ramanan. One day, the young boy suffered a snake bite and he was taken by Vaidya's great-grandmother named Tangamal directly to Sri Bhagavan. The child had already turned blue and others had lost hope for his survival. But Tangamal ran with him in her arms and laid him on Bhagavan's lap. It was about 8 p.m. Sri Bhagavan touched him and said, "Okay, Ramanan, get up, get up." The child opened his eyes and got up. As is usual with our Bhagavan, this was done in a low-key manner. Vaidya remembers Sarada telling her, quote, "Always have faith in Bhagavan. Through all the ups and downs of life, never lose faith in Bhagavan," end quote. Vaidya's daughter is named Shraddha, meaning faith. Both mother and daughter were very happy to be in Bhagavan's Nova Scotia ashram, participating in the morning and evening practice, hiking up to the cabin where they chanted the marital garland of letters to Arunachala and the five verses to Arunachala, and mixing with all the visitors. We were truly blessed by their visit.